This winter, as coronavirus cases spike, restaurant owners throughout the country are worried about staying in business. There is no more federal relief money on the immediate horizon, and that just adds to a situation that's growing more dire each day as staff members of restaurants get sick and COVID tests are in short supply. Joining us now is Steve Postol, owner of Commonwealth Restaurant in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And Steve, I know this is a make it or break it time of year for businesses like yours. Thank you so much for joining us.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
When we last spoke with you in August, you opened your restaurant again, but struggled with higher food costs and supply chain issues that led to basically a shortage of takeout containers. And you said back then that the future was really bad. How are you doing now?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the calls of the doom that were coming are no longer, because the doom is here. It's here. It's awful. And it's terrible.
Will you be able to stay open? What is your plan?
Commonwealth is currently closed right now. We had planned on opening in early January, but it's not looking good.
Can you explain for us some of what you've been dealing with in the last few weeks?
Yeah, sure. I mean, positive COVID tests from staff members, close contacts with staff members that have roommates or that have been tested positive and can't find any tests anywhere. My wife drove around last night looking for tests. She went to 9 pharmacies. She found one box. I go every day and there's no tests. I mean, as a business owner, like I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Like I'm not the Department of Public Health. Like I don't know what to do. There's really no guidance. There's no testing. There's no funding to help me. There's just like, you're on your own. Good luck. It's not sustainable any longer.
And we should note that you're talking about staff members who are fully vaccinated and some of them boosted.
Double vax and boosted, getting positive breakthrough cases. And I mean, I don't know a single restaurant in the city of Boston that doesn't have a positive case. If they don't, they're either not testing or they're lying.
Anecdotally, we've also been hearing some of the same things from restaurants all across the country who are struggling to stay afloat. What else are you hearing from your restaurant community in Cambridge and greater Boston?
I mean, I'm just hearing that people are just done. They're done with the, it's not worth it any longer. A lot of people are closing. They're not reopening. And shame on the federal government for promising funds to help us get through this and just not delivering.
You feel that the government has abandoned you, essentially. Money from the Federal Restaurant Relief Fund dried up earlier this year. Some restaurants got a lot of money. Others like yours received just a little or basically none.
Nothing.
Lawmakers in
Nothing.
Washington are proposing to replenish that money. What would you say to them if you could speak to them right now?
I would say to them that you've waited too long and you have to do it right now. There's a bill that Senator Cardin and Senator Wicker from Maryland and Mississippi has bipartisan support. You have to pass it and you have to pass it right now. You can't wait any longer. You've actually already waited too long. I wanted them to act, you know, way back when we told them about it. And, you know, they had no problem finding $800 billion for the military. They got no problem finding money. Like, it is an embarrassment. I'm embarrassed to be an American citizen with that government. It's beyond words that they know what the problem is, they know what the solution is, and they can't do it.
You say that you're basically going to close. I mean, this restaurant, though, is your livelihood.
Yeah, I mean, it's not only is it my livelihood, but it's all the people that work there. You know, we have, you know, it's the supply people. It's the dairy guy. It's the farmers. It's the linen guy. It's the bussers. It's the dishwashers. It's so many people. And the fact that they haven't replenished the RRF and they would give so much money to so few people and give nothing to everybody else is just unfathomable to me. It's cruel. It's just unfathomable.
Your call to action at this point, since you have so many positive workers, is for the government to intervene and help you and other restaurant owners stay afloat financially. It looks like you'll have to close until you're able to get these cases under control. That's what you're asking for.
Basically, yeah. I mean, we need testing. We need funds. you know, I can tell you who's not complaining right now, who's not whining, are the 30% of restaurants that receive the RRF. They're fine. Plus, they're able to pay their workers more. They're able to pay for higher prices for goods. And then there's the 70% of restaurants that got nothing and are like, okay, you guys are good. People are about to lose their jobs. I mean, you go on the internet now, go on Instagram and look, and restaurants are closing left and right. As fast as you can scroll, they're closing. And the government knew this was coming. They knew it was going to happen. They knew they had to give us funding, and they didn't deliver it. And they should be replaced with people who can do a better job, because they're doing a terrible job.
Steve Postal is owner of Commonwealth Restaurant in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Steve, thank you so much for talking with us, and I wish you the best to you and to your staff members.
Thank you so much for having me.